Hello everyone, it's me, Samuel, here. So, I want to talk about being like a social media influencer. Best thing is you get to create videos, try to market yourself and market the brand you're representing and things like that. That's what's so cool about it. The other thing too is if you get like offers and stuff, and let's say they're like people you've previously worked for or did work with or something like that, but they're wanting to hire you. Now, this is only an up to you type thing, whether or not, but if you got treated horribly on the job, or you just didn't like that job, or you just didn't like how you were being treated overall, you can always say no, of course, to anybody that tries to hire you to do a social media presence for them. You can always deny that request. So you guys know, as a social media influencer, you can always deny that request and not do that. Me personally, I would do the same because, you know, I feel like, you know, if you're trying your hardest out there and these people are not seeing it, then they're very much blinded. I'm sorry, but they're very much blinded and they need to really pay attention to know who that employee is that's a hard worker and who that other employee is that's not a hard worker. You got to look at both sides of the fence here and say, okay, which one is and which one isn't, and figure out who you're going to keep and all that. That's the best way I can explain it, business-wise. But, overall, you do not have to go with that company you do not like. You know, they can offer, you know, make some kind of offers out there to you, but you do not have to take those offers, you know, especially if they didn't look at you as a hardworking employee, if they didn't think you were good enough, whatever, you know, you do not have to do that, by all means. So do not be scared to say no. So that's all I'm saying. And two, and if you feel like you need to go with that company again or try to do that, you know, by all means do it. But I wanted to explain social media influencing to you guys. So, go with the most trustworthy brands out there and look into companies before even going into social media influencing. Look into that company first. And two, and be careful what you're representing, I guess I should say too. So, and you guys know what to do out there, I'm sure, on some social media marketing. All right, thank you. And you guys have a great day, and thank you for watching my show. Listen to one of my previous interviews with DJ YT. That is my most recent one. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.